Okay, I have in mind to learn Kitzah. Not tonight, you know. It's always never tonight. I have to leave early 9:30. But I can really. We're going to set ourselves up. If you'll bear with me, we're going to learn Kitzah more seriously. I'll go out. I can catch a 9:45 bus instead of a 9:30 bus. There's a 9:45 bus. Sure. What? Oh, but you mean not Wednesday? It doesn't work. Monday and Wednesday, it doesn't work. It's true. You're right. And it doesn't work Thursday. And Sunday, we don't even learn. So the whole Nafkamina is Tuesday night.
Perfect.
Well, my thoughts were good. Actually, we could continue on a different table. We could sit somewhere else on Monday and Wednesday. There's not a reason not to do it, except if there's a conflict. I don't want to cut into his shear. Okay, maybe we'll start stopping on time. We're in the way it's supposed to be, and it'll be okay. Taka 15 minutes will be enough. At some point, I want to get to the point where we learn the whole Kitzer in a year. I mean, that's really the goal. That was the original idea, to go through the whole Kitzer in 1 year. And, okay, we're learning Kitzer Shulchan Aruch now, Orla Aleph Shvat, Tuesday night. And we're learning about Ribbis. And it's really important, halachas. We learned about having a two-tier price system, one cash, one credit. We saw Rav Moshe, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch says it's also. Rav Moshe really says it's also too. We speculated that if there's a way of showing, of it being true, that the real price is the credit price and he's just giving you a discount, I guess, you know, whatever the price is, he says if you, once you bought it, that's a Moshe's point, once you bought it, you have to pay the money. You're not doing him a favor by paying cash. Cash and carry is not doing him a favor. Cash and carry is the way it's supposed to be. You owe him the money, you bought the item. So it's always going to be defined as a higher price for credit. It will not be defined as a lower price for cash, as a discount for giving, for paying up your bill. I guess if he has a one price system, and then he says, if you come pay the bill by Shabbos, I'll give you a 5% discount. So that's legitimate. What's wrong with that? So let's say he always does that. Let's say a store institutes the following policy. Whoever, you know, these stores, these makolets, you know, they write everything down. They say, whoever clears his bill before Shabbos every week, you clear your bill before Shabbos, you get a 5% discount. I'll give you a 5% discount.
Yeah, but that wouldn't apply because...
I don't think Rav Moshe would object to that. You know, there's clearly the price in the store. And when you... See, he's saying when you pay, why would a person do that? Because if he charges you that when you pay, then nobody's going to pay. Everybody would rather take credit and pay before Shabbos. Yeah, so it wouldn't work. And if he says when you pay it's less, then that's what the Moshe's point is. Then really it's a charge for credit. There must be a way, I guess if the manufacturer gives a price. I don't know, when I was growing up as a kid, there was always the manufacturer suggested retail price. Yeah, do they still have those things? What?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, Ramayisha was a big chiddush to me. I always felt that if that unless it's obvious that he's charging more for credit, then he could say that this is the normal price and I'm giving you a discount if you pay cash. Ramayisha says no. I said, no, it's always going to be called that he's charging more for credit. Ramayisha's reasoning is because you owe the money immediately. So you have to pay it. Which is a novel concept to many people, it's true. Okay, I don't know, I have to... No, that's the way it is. Maybe I'll do further research if I have time. Okay, we're in Seif Samach Hei. This is very interesting. We're in Seif Yud Gimel, this is really what we're learning. So he has an interesting din. That's if there's a Shari Yodua. See, I don't understand. He says if there's a known market price, you can't charge more for credit. But if there's no set market price, he says if there's no set market price, which I would imagine most things nowadays have no set market price, I think, in our economy. What?
There isn't, because basically what happens is depending on the size, the volume of the
yeah, everything.
Purchases, that price
advertising,
moves. Yeah,
if
everything
you're,
moves.
If you have rent in a mall, you're going to have to charge more than the guy who has a stall outside that's illegal even. You have overhead, you have workers. So if there's no Sharia Dua, Aval Bisham Hoyanoisonly Atos Amos, Hoyanoisonly Bepochos, he would give him, even though if he paid cash, he would give him a discount. And because he's not paying cash, he's charging him more. Mutter, he says that's mutter, as long as he doesn't charge a lot more. Ublubat Shalo Ya'aleu Harbe. Achenikal akol, that it becomes obvious, Shebishvil Hamtonas Hamo'os Huma Aleihu. No, but then he says, "V'gamim lo maleu harbe," even if he only charges a little more, but he speaks out. Oh, but he has a two-tier price system. And he says, "Umtitin li miyados hamol sarei lecha biyud v'im ba'akofa titin li yud aleph osir." So that's like Moshe. You know, if you have an official two-tier price system, it's this much. And credit is this much, that's awesome. That's always awesome. Even if you present it as a discount for cash. Because you assume that that's the price. That's what the Moshe's point is. Because that's the price, because you're buying it. That's the price. You have to pay now, you're buying it. So what? In the first case, I guess it wasn't an official two-tier price system. He doesn't have the prices posted. There's no Sharia Dua. So he's allowed to, like, on his own, give you off a little if you pay cash, as long as it's not spoken out as a two-tiered price system. And as long as he wouldn't charge you a lot more for credit. That's what he says. What would be... As you go into a store... Oh, but we always have prices on everything.
Yeah, but I mean, I've gone into a store, a couple of stores in Yerushalayim, actually. I've gone in to go buy something, and, you know, I bring it up, and the price would be marked, and then you present a credit card, and it said, oh, that's 3% more because you're doing a credit card.
That's not ribbis, though. I think, first of all, they're not allowed to do that. In their agreement with the credit card company, they're not allowed to do that, I think.
Yeah, well, a lot of them don't go buy
yeah,
the
but
rules
that,
anyway.
Okay, they don't care, but that's not ribbis. They're passing on a charge to you. They have an expense now. They have to give the credit card company 3%. So they're passing on that charge to you. That's not because of the credit. That's not because of the credit. The credit card charges them not because there's a delay in the money. Credit card company charges them because the store wants to use a credit card because it brings business. And the credit card company performs a service for the store. And for that service, they charge you 3%. Now, if the guy wants to pass on that charge to the customer, that's not ribbis. That's totally legitimate. He's just passing on a charge.
Yeah, but if he prices it with the 3%, and then he says, I'll give you a 3% discount if you pay cash, that is ribbis. I don't see
No. Why would he give a 3% discount? You're saying he's charging him 3% more. I'm saying if there's a price on the item.
Right.
And he charges him 3% more if he pays with a credit card. That's not ribbis. Passing on a charge.
I understand that, but if the price on the thing includes the 3%, assuming everybody's going to pay with the credit card, and then somebody comes up and pays cash, and he says, I'll give you a 3% discount,
I
don't see the difference.
I think that would be mutter. I think even Ramesha would say that. That's mutter. If it's clear that the two-tier price system is because of the 3%, not because he has to... First of all, I don't even know... How long does he have to wait to get his money with a credit card?
Today, 24 hours.
Yeah, he gets it in 24 hours. So he's for sure not charging you because of Hamtanos Mos. He's not charging you because he has to wait to get his money. He's charging you because he wants to make up the money he has to pay the credit card company. So I'm saying it would be mutter. If his prices reflect that 3% already, and he gives you a discount for cash, I think that's okay. Okay, we have to stop here today. Sorry.
So it would be the same thing like someone's not paying taxes, passing out savings?
Sales tax. Yeah. I mean, if you pay cash, yeah. If he gives you a discount for cash because he's not paying mom, so he's passing you on that savings, so I think a motion would be moider. That's okay. I'm not saying it would be
even
okay.
Even though he's breaking law.
Yeah, I'm talking about Hilchos Ribbis.